commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I haven't done any commentary about the event in Ferguson, Missouri until now. This story entered the news cycle the day before my vacation, and details continued to come out while I was away last week. Of course, a lot of the information is in conflict, and since none of us were there, how can we possibly know what's true and what isn't? Here's what I want to know, and will probably never find out. What was the very first interaction between Michael Brown and Officer Darren Wilson? Brown, a hulking black man of 300 pounds, was walking down the middle of a city street. White police officer Darren Wilson told him to get out of the road and onto the sidewalk. What I want to know is exactly what was said, because that's the moment that these events were set in motion. Did Officer Wilson say, "Get out of the street and get onto the sidewalk," or did he say, "Get the F out of the street"? To me, there's a huge difference. The first is regular police work. It's the kind of petty thing that law enforcement deals with every day. The latter is symptomatic of a belligerent, confrontational cop, a hothead with a badge who ran into someone who was too dumb to let an insult slide. Now, Brown's friend Dorian Johnson was walking with him that day, and he says the F-bomb was used. Now, Johnson, by the way, is an undisputed liar. Other parts of his account have proven to be untrue. He claims that Brown was shot in the back. An autopsy shows otherwise. He says there was no physical altercation between Brown and Wilson, but Wilson appears to have been injured in a fight. Johnson's filed a false police report before, and he has a prior criminal record. Brown is a criminal, too, having committed a strong-arm robbery a few minutes before his interaction with Officer Wilson. But still, I have no way of knowing if Wilson was a respectful, professional cop or the kind of policeman who already makes a tough job harder by being foul-mouthed and rude. My suspicion, which is based solely on intuition, is that Officer Wilson did yell and curse at a man who then charged at him and became confrontational. Now, even if that's true, it doesn't dismiss Michael Brown. There'll always be rude people who cross our paths, and some of them might be police. Rude words do not justify an assault. And if Officer Wilson was assaulted, he has a right to defend himself, and reaching for a cop's weapon will spark a fight to the death. My belief is that the shooting was justified, even if Brown was dissed on the street. But the story looks different if this tale began with a cursing, combative police officer. The Bible says, "A gentle word turns away wrath," and only God knows the answer to my question.